Basketball star Allen Iverson has a preliminary court hearing today. Iverson, an all-star guard for the Philadelphia 76ers, faces several felony charges stemming from an incident July 3rd. He allegedly forced his way into an apartment while looking for his wife and carrying a gun threatened the occupants. Beyond the legal issues, the case focuses attention on the challenges of marketing athletes whose images are less than squeaky clean. NPR's Tom Goldman reports.
After Allen Iverson was charged with multiple felonies, the flurry of media reports included this one from the Wall Street Journal. Sales of Iverson merchandise are up. The news even worked its way into Jay Leno's monologue on NBC's Tonight Show.
Allen Iverson's Reebok shoes are flying off the shelves since he got arrested. You know, this is unbelievable. They can't make them fast. This is the latest Allen Iverson shoe. These are called Incarcerators. These are exactly the same.
Leno held up a pair of tennis shoes connected by a chain. It got big laughs in the studio, but in South Philadelphia, supporting Allen Iverson with your wallet is no joke.
They think that the only way they can be behind him is by buying his stuff. They give him all the support they can give him, that they're going to do it.
15-year-old Eric Teller recently paid $120 for a new pair of Iverson basketball shoes. Between games at a local court, Teller said the purchase was for a hero wrongly accused.
He's innocent. They say he had a gun. He wanted to find his wife. Can't nobody prove he had a gun, but he wanted to go find her. Obviously, he loved her that much, so that's not a problem.
Once again, Allen Iverson has split the hoops-consuming public the same way he knifes through defenders on his way to the basket. On one side, those who love Iverson's seeming authenticity, his streetwise hip-hop persona. On the other, those who've never liked the tattoos, the cornrows, and for whom Iverson's current legal problems are just another example of thug life in the NBA. With such a polarizing figure, what's a marketer to do? In this case, support him. Reebok, the only major company Iverson endorses, issued a written statement only, but it was a powerful one, according to Larry Platt, author of an upcoming Iverson biography.
They basically questioned the integrity of the police investigation because Allen Iverson is a celebrity. He's getting a raw deal here, which was sort of groundbreaking for a multinational corporation to so vociferously rush to his defense.
That defense, at least partly, seems to indicate how far the street tough image has evolved as a marketing tool in the NBA. Not long ago, the image was largely ignored. That was when Michael Jordan, pleasant and impeccably dressed, set the standard for NBA behavior. He was revered by suburban moms and urban street kids alike. But then he retired in 1999, and in his absence, a most un-Jordan-like player lit up the NBA Finals.
Trying to find Sprewell, he's got 26.
Sprewell and Houston are the ones that have to plan.
And he gets it. Latrell Sprewell's hot.
Latrell Sprewell was a crowd favorite in the 99 finals, even though his New York Knicks lost to San Antonio. Scoop Jackson, editor and writer for the basketball magazine Slam, says the positive response was significant, considering up until then, Sprewell's image had been as the thug who choked his coach.
I think that's kind of, you know, what pinpointed a lot of the, you know, new beginning for the urban, quote-unquote, the ghetto basketball player, the thug basketball player, with not being so threatening to mainstream America.
Perhaps not so threatening, but Sprewell and Allen Iverson only have limited endorsements, partly because selling their images remains tricky. Many young consumers are mesmerized by the street-tough persona, but not all follow along when image turns into bad behavior. 10-year-old Sean McKinney and 11-year-old Amari Shakur of Philadelphia adore Iverson, but not his alleged actions, kicking his wife naked out of the house and then looking for her in an apparent rage.
If my wife leaves, I'll wait till she come back. I won't go hunting for her.
I would just talk to my wife about it and talk to my family about it. But he ain't do that.
Just what Allen Iverson did could become clearer today and start to give Reebok a sense of whether promoting and defending Iverson still is worth the risk. Tom Goldman, NPR News.